Today, you will practice your reading fluency by listening to and reading Chased by a Cow. Fluency is how smoothly you can read. The more words you know and the more you practice your reading, the smoother your reading gets. We can check your fluency by timing you and seeing if you're able to read more words than you could before in a certain time period. First, I will read the selection out loud and you can listen and follow along. That way you get to hear all of the words and any names that are in the story at least one time. You should follow with your finger so that you don't lose your place. Chased by a Cow. Mike lived on a farm. He liked to play in the barn. He liked to climb trees. He liked to teach his dog how to do new tricks. He liked the animals. There were chickens and pigs. There were ducks, dogs, cats, mice, horses, and other animals. He liked all of the animals but one. He didn't like Ada the cow. She gave good milk and had big brown eyes, but Mike was scared of Ada because she chased everyone who went into her field. "Never go into the field alone," his mother said. "Ada might chase you." One morning, Mike had to write a story for school. It took a long time. He was late to school. He walked past the field. Ada was very far away, so he took a shortcut through the field. At first, Mike thought he would make it, but Ada saw him and started running. "Oh no, how will I get away?" Mike thought. In the middle of the field, there was a pear tree. Mike ran to the tree and climbed up. The pears were ripe. He gave one to Ada. She ate it. Mike got an idea. He threw a pear very far. Ada walked to the pear and ate it. When she did, Mike jumped out of the tree and ran out of the field. He ran all the way to school. He never went in Ada's field again. Now you will have a chance to read the selection. You will use your iPod to time yourself. If you need any help finding the app for the stopwatch, just ask a classmate or your teacher and we'll help you find it. When you're ready to read, you'll tap Start on your stopwatch and read the whole selection. When you're finished, press Stop and then write down the time at the top of your paper. You'll get to see if practicing reading actually helps you read more words. And you'll time yourself again, read the whole selection, and write your new time at the top. When you get done, you can practice reading the questions after the story and trying to think of the answers. Don't write the answers on your sheet because we'll save this sheet for another time. Good work. And remember, good reading takes practice.